Ms. Russell said today that her grandson had called her last night to wish her a happy birthday, and he has had a very heavy beard. And she told him that she would not kiss him, she wouldn't do anything till he got that beard off. So he said, well, I want to tell you that my birthday present to you is I should shave my beard off.
Oh, boy. What about when you eat, you put food in your what?
Mouth.
Okay, and you chew it with your...
teeth.
Okay. And this part of your body.
Neck.
Okay, and inside, your food goes down your...
throat.
Okay. And your teeth are in your what?
Gums.
Okay. This part of your hand is called what?
Palm.
Okay, and that is a what?
Fist.
Okay. Sometimes when rheumatism affects people, it gets them in their what, where they bend.
Fingers.
Okay, or any of their
joints.
Okay. These are what?
Shoulders.
Okay. When a man has a coat fitted, he has to be measured across the what?
Chest.
Okay. And, the front part of your leg here is what?
The calf. No, the back of it is your calf.
Yeah. The part that you always bump against. Some people call them shins.
Shins, yeah, okay. I was fixing to say that.
Some people call them shanks. I've always heard them called
shins. I have too.
What about the term peaked? Do you ever hear anybody say that somebody looks peaked or puny or anything like that? What, peaked?
Mm-hmm.
My mother said. I thought that might be a local term because my mother says that all the time.
Yes, peaked is, you know, when a person looks very hollow-eyed, you know,
mm-hmm.
You hear older people say that. Well, I say it quite often, you know, and particularly when a child or someone is ill, you know, or have been, their eyes just look like they have great big black circles around them, you know, and...
When I first shaved after having that big beard for 3 years, my face was all blanched out and everybody
I'll
said
bet.
I would peak it. Let's see if I have the newspaper over at school made a before and after picture of that, and I really looked like I'd been in the hospital or something.
My stars. Well, you really do.
I just hadn't had a chance for my face to weather underneath that beard or anything, and it was just pale white, just like what my granddaddy called fish belly white.
Yeah, that's right.
And I looked like I was just recovering.
Well, you must have looked awfully nice, though, with your beard. Men I see that I like, but oh gosh, so many people with this long hair and these beards too. And
I grew mine for the Florence Centennial. I liked it so much that I just didn't shave it off.
Yeah.
It came along.
Well, you know, back in 1955, we had the sesquicentennial here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was another thing, Mrs. Bingard. Of course, we had to dress up there in costume. Oh man, we ran around. We had an old gentleman up there, a Mr. Smith, who, when he passed away, he was 84 years old. And he didn't have a living soul who was kin to him anywhere that he knew of. And, there was quite a story behind him. I won't use your tape up telling that. But, anyway, he did, he just made his second home in the library.
And he didn't work there.
No, he was quite well read. He was an old gentleman. But one of the most interesting, I will say this, when Von Braun's father and mother came, of course, with him, you know, I mean, they came to visit him, and they lived here for a number of years, in fact. And Mr. Von Braun would be there when we opened the doors every morning, and also Mr. Smith. And they were very near the same age. And of course, Mr. Von Braun had been a baron, you know, in Germany.
Mm-hmm.